Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Like the guy said, I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here until 11. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And plenty to talk about when it comes to technology these days. Big news in the Oval Office, I guess. They had a big announcement. Stargate.
Right.
Stargate AI project. Now, this is not a new project. It's been around for a few, maybe a year or so earlier. Okay. I've seen some stories on it.
Okay.
And but they came in and said, hey, thanks to you being president, we're going to have $500 billion ready to start cranking out data centers in America. That's what the SoftBank guy said, right?
Head
of SoftBank.
Yep.
And it's all well and good, you know. We talk about AI here a lot. Is it ready for prime time? Ellison had some stories on how the idea here for the AI is going to, you know, allow you to have cancer vaccines and have them customized to your specific cancer and have it mRNA'd instantly out there thanks to AI. And that's a nice idea.
Yeah, but I mean, even some of the details that he's talking about, I mean, is he in a position to even make a prediction like that?
No idea.
I don't think we can.
No idea.
Which is part of the problem with AI.
Right.
A lot of things are conceivably possible, but because you are capable of conceiving them does not mean it can be done.
Right. And the other issue, of course, right? So this is the thing that we've been talking a little bit about here on the show is the vast amount of cooling and water and power that's required to have these big data centers. And of course, here in Connecticut, being the revolutionary place we are, we have started to set aside areas here to say, hey, we want to be a data center mecca, right? We want to be an attractive spot to place a data center. Well, guys, have you seen your electric bills? I mean, you guys don't know how to run a power plant now. Period. The electric policy here in the energy policy in the state of Connecticut is ding-a-lings. Period.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to be people like Ellison and these guys are going to stick billions of dollars in Connecticut?
Right. And think about it. For an AI data center, the single biggest item aside from the people that they pay to run it is going to be the electricity to operate it.
Right.
And they're going to build one in the state that is the most expensive for electricity other than Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I doubt it. So guys, so put it this way, we would love it, right? We're geeks.
Sure.
If you guys could figure out a way to make our state affordable and actually attract business to build a data center in Connecticut, like what Ellison is talking about, more power to you. But you've demonstrated that's not the case, right? I mean, even Eversource has said, and the regulators that talk about the viability of Eversource say we're gonna downgrade the rating on this entity because the regulations are so horrible, we're worried it's going to continue.
Well, yeah, and there was pushback about the rate increases, so that's right. Why they're nervous, because they're afraid that people might do something that could reduce those rates.
Right.
And the Wall Street depends on those rates being high. It does.
So we have a lot of issues here in the state. So I don't think there's a Stargate project coming into our backyard anytime soon. Although, you know, maybe we could see that someday. I just don't have a lot of hope for this state.
Talk about things being conceivable or not.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It is conceivable.
Of course. Sure. And then monkeys will fly, too. But again, it's just the irony of this state actually putting aside, we want to be a data center, attractive place for data centers. Okay, guys. Well, here you go. There's $500 billion being hung out there in front of you. Go get it. Go get it. Let's see you do it. And believe it or not, I want you to. The other problem, though, is we've had the energy expert on our show, Peter Detweiler, there.
Right.
Talking about the fact that we got down to the fact that ratepayers are going to pay higher rates for that to occur in a place like Connecticut, unless you figure out how to get some natural gas down here and you actually really are serious about energy generation. And you can't, you know, a bunch of windmills and stuff like that's not going to do it.
No.
So, or build some nuclear power plants. But Dennis and I will be in the grave by the time the next nuclear power plant is built in Connecticut.
Next power plant is built in the country. I don't think any are under construction.
That's not good. And that's not, you need these power plants to run these data centers. So there's a big disconnect there, guys. So we'll see what happens. But it's hopeful. It's nice to see. And the thought of having AI, you know, cure cancer is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I hope they can do it.
I do. But, you know, come on, Larry.
You got to dream big. So, I mean, nobody ever thought you could catch a rocket out of the sky either. So, what else you got, Dennis?
Well, I've got a story about something that's dear to my heart.
Yeah.
And in this case, that's literally true.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with what's called the right to repair.
Yep.
If you buy something, do you have the right to repair it,
right,
or do you have to have the maker of the device or a vendor specified by them work on it?
Right. Just think about the McDonald's.
The McDonald's ice cream machines. Yeah. Now, there's a medical device company. They make heart-lung machines, mm-hmm, which are used in operating rooms to keep people alive who are having open heart surgery.
Yeah.
It keeps their blood flowing.
Nice.
Okay.
That's important.
Yeah, it is. Very important. What they've done is they've shut down their own certification system for certifying technicians to work on them.
Really?
So that if you are a hospital that has one of these or more of them, you can only now hire their technicians to work on them.
Ah.
You can't hire your own people.
Extremely protectionist.
Oh, yes. It's very important. And the company has said that the reason is because these are, you know, life-saving devices. And if they're not maintained properly, they can injure or kill people. Well, right. That's true. However, if you think about it, consider this.
Yes.
You've already got a hospital that has hired surgeons to do the surgery, the actual surgery.
Right.
And people's lives depend on them.
Big time.
Probably more than the machinery.
Right.
Okay. But now you're saying that you can trust a hospital to hire surgeons to do that.
Yeah.
But you can't trust them to hire technicians
to
maintain their devices.
Yeah, I guess not. That's tough.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm not buying this.
Right.
If you can't tell.
Yeah, that's a good point. So
it's
basically,
just a money grab.
Either that, or you're not going to have any of these machines working, like the McDonald's ice cream.
You can't get your ice cream at McDonald's anymore
for the same reason. So, well, we'll put a link up there to that story. You can take a look at it. In other medical news, we heard the story of the plastic utensils. Right, get rid of your plastic utensils because they have all the PFABs in them. Well, it turns out they didn't do the right math on that. And
the plastic
utensils do have PFABs in them,
but at a much smaller amount.
Yeah, they screwed up the math. Well, in this case, Apple's being sued over the use of forever chemicals as well. These PFAS chemicals, And in this case, where would Apple have PFAS chemicals that you'd have to be worried about?
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
Well, they're health watches.
That, like, sit on your arm all day long and in some cases all night.
Yeah, the bands.
Oh.
So they've been hit with a class action lawsuit for allegedly selling watch bands containing excessive levels of the PFAS, forever chemicals. And, they're good at resisting sweat and oil and what have you, but I guess there's an increased risk of cancer according to the lawsuit. And even Apple themselves, the actual lawsuit is citing Apple themselves in their commitment to phase out products that have PFAS in them. So it's like, hey, we're going to sue you because you said you're getting rid of the PFAS.
Oh.
But it's good that that they're doing that. But obviously be aware that, and this is the other thing about things made in China. I've seen warnings on Christmas lights. Like, don't, if you're pregnant, don't touch the Christmas lights because there's lead. Oh, yeah. Have you ever read those warnings?
Obviously not.
Yeah. The reason I don't know about you. I hate putting out Christmas lights. I mean, I'm a Baja.
I'm not a fan either.
Oh, my gosh. And then I'm opening the box and you're like, there's like these California warnings on if you're pregnant, make sure you don't touch the lights. I'm like, oh,
everything causes cancer in California.
That's
Prop
true.
Prop 65.
Yes. Is that what it's from?
Yeah. But I've heard that they've slapped it on everything.
Ah.
So now it's lost all meaning. Like, I bought jewelry with that warning. And I was like, oh, that's scary. And one of my friends was like, it's on everything.
Gotcha.
So like so now it's like lost meaning because it's like, well, is it actually going to harm me?
Right.
Or are they just, is it a CYA kind of thing?
Or are they just protecting the smelts? All right. Well, good point. But this is what's going on here with Apple. And we'll put the story out there. Read the warning labels.
Wow.
Yes. I read those labels. I keep my labels on my mattresses, too. I don't want to get in trouble. We're gonna step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open on this chilly end of January Saturday.
If you have any problems, call us right now.
We're happy to help you out. Everything will be posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Be patient. We're still having a little issue with the... We updated our site, and there's a little tool interface problem. Our web developer is working on it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mike G is going to post everything to X and Facebook for you. If you want to follow us on Facebook, watch a couple of Pasty White Computer Geeks live broadcasting. Feel free to get online on the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. It's a private network, only because we're trying to keep all the spammers out and stuff. So feel free to ask to come in, and we'll let you in. And we'll be right back. All right. We are back. Hey, did you get your Trump coin?
Me?
How about your Melania coin?
A Trump coin? A Melania? Wait, what? Is this crypto?
You didn't hear about the meme coin that's out there?
I heard about the meme coins. Are you kidding
me? That's insane. $10+ billion of ding-a-lings buying meme coins.
And it's all nothing.
Yeah.
It's the emperor's new clothes.
And the crypto people are kind of upset because it kind of points out the lunacy of crypto in general, but I don't get it. So, oh well, we're gonna get to your calls. We're gonna go to Joe in Berlin. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
That's several questions here for you.
All right.
The number one question, and I need to do this to keep my wife, is
always a good idea.
We got two PCs, desktop PCs. Bought them almost within the same time frame.
Yes, within the current decade. How old are they?
Probably. No. Well, they're i7s.
That's good. Okay.
7700 CPUs.
All right.
And the other one is a 97.
All right.
And the one with the 9700 CPU is extremely slow on the internet. They're both hardwired into the router.
Yeah.
And they're both, connected to the same modem. But I don't know what I did and why that, PC2 so online.
All right. Well, it does.
It takes forever. It takes forever to connect.
Yeah.
When I say forever, no, I'm exaggerating. By 20, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Compared to this older one, the original one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are 2019 vintage is the CPU level that you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. I believe you, yeah.
So does it have a solid-state drive or is it a spinny drive?
Solid-state. Okay, I've added a couple of drives.
All right.
It does have a solid-state drive for C.
Oh, nice.
But the one I added is, but this is strictly for storage.
Right, that's fine.
Spinny.
That's fine.
That's okay. We're concerned about the C drive that has Windows and your applications running on it.
Yeah.
If that's an SSD, then that's going to be fine.
Yep.
It doesn't happen to be what we call a hybrid drive, does it? Or is it a true SSD?
No.
That's okay.
That's all right.
We're going to assume it's SSD because you said so.
Yeah, but I was just going to point out some of the hybrid drives that I mentioned.
They can be trouble.
They have turned out not to be all that great. Some of the problems that you're talking about are exactly the symptoms that we see from the hybrid drives. But assuming that you've got an SSD, the thing that I would do first is to check its life expectancy at this point. What you do is you go to the manufacturer's website of the SSD, not the computer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Go to that website and look for their diagnostic tool for their SSDs.
Mm-hmm.
Download it, install it, run it. See what it tells you about that drive. There are tests that it can do. It can check the health of the drive and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that the drive is getting older, and what's happening is that writing to the drive is getting a little bit more difficult. SSDs, unfortunately, have an age.
Yep, they have a limit.
Yep. They have a limit of reads and especially writes that they can have during their life. And when they get old and then when they hit the limit, boom, you're done.
Yep. How about your...
That sounds like me, but...
Yeah, right? How about the your internet speed? Do you know what you're paying for there, Joe, for download speeds?
I have no... It's a Comcast.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean much yet, though. But most likely you're paying it for at least 100 megabits, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, but again, why would one be fast and the other one be slow if they're both on the...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I was just checking.
I never thought about that.
No, you're right. You're right. You had the right logic. Now, we're coming up against a hard break here, so...
There's a couple other things that I'd like to suggest.
Yeah, so we're going to put you on hold. If you could figure out if it's a hybrid drive or with the brand or make of that drive, that'd be neat.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you do that? I mean, you don't have to tear it all apart right now, but I'm just...
No.
It'd be nice to know.
Yep.
We're going to put you on hold and I'll get right back to you, Joe, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get Joe on hold, and we're here till 11, so feel free to get online. I know you guys all wake up at 10, but we dragged our butts into this studio for you at 9. So 860-522-9842 is the number, and we're here to help you out. Anything you want to talk about, we're happy to chat about it. And if you think Stargate's going to be great here in Connecticut with all our data centers popping up everywhere, that's great. Let's talk about that, too. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Your lines are coming in here. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Is the number from wherever you are in the these United States. Let's go right back to Joe in Berlin real quick and see if we can help him out here. You still there, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Any luck on that hard drive?
No, I saw that one time. I knew where it was, but no, I have no idea where to find it anymore.
That's okay.
Gone to settings.
That's all right.
Okay.
But
what?
Okay, but now one thing I should have told you when we started this whole thing, that the machine runs Windows
11,
and the fast one 11, and the fast one runs Windows. It said I cannot upgrade.
All right,
Windows 7.
Oh, the Windows 10 version you can't upgrade. The line's kind of cutting in and out, so we're getting this a little harder for us and our listeners to figure out what the heck you're saying. It's probably not you. It's probably
it's not
this
you.
Line.
I'm gonna say it. It isn't you.
Yeah, but all right. So, as far as some of the things you want to try, right? You got this slow machine. Dennis talked to you about like finding the actual manufacturer. The way you can do it is eventually when you get off the phone with us, open up the case, take a peek at it physically, and it'll tell you the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Well, and then Mike G came up with a product called Crystal Disk, which is a SSD health checker for any manufacturer of drive.
He's a handy guy, that Mike G.
Oh man, we can't do this show without him.
No.
But at any rate, you might download and install that, and he's posted that over to Facebook, so you can go find out about that. But that would tell you about the health of the SSD.
Otherwise, it's maybe a browser issue. You clear your cache. Well, all those silly things will tell you to do.
There's another thing that is hardware oriented that you can check out.
Yeah,
and that would be the ports that your computers are plugged into on your router or on a switch if you've got one.
Right.
What I would do is I would actually swap the two connections one for one.
Yeah,
and then see how the computers perform. And if there's a difference, then you know that there's a bad port, and you just figure out which one is the bad one, put a little piece of tape over it, and use a different port. Okay. I mean, this happens every day in the IT world somewhere. And it sounds really clunky, but it works. The last thing I was going to suggest is it's possible that Windows 11 just does not run that well on that slower computer. And I wouldn't tell you to roll back to Windows, or I wouldn't tell you to roll back to Windows 10, but that might explain the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to add that 14 sounds viable option here for me. So
okay.
Start with that. Now, question number two is, and I talked to you guys months ago, maybe years ago about this.
Yeah.
It's come back up where when I download a PDF file,
yep,
and I go to save it, it takes up the entire screen. and I cannot, shrink it, minimize, find out exactly where I want to put it. And so
when you've saved it, for some reason your view is taking up the entire screen, so you don't know where to save it to?
It does show.
Aren't you there?
I'm here. I don't know how to explain this, but it maximizes the display to save that. And sometimes I want to, I forgot where I really want to put it, what drive and that type of stuff.
So. So are you saving it from, you're downloading it from the interwebs?
Correct.
Okay. There should be a little folder on the top of the browser that says, hey, here's where you've downloaded it. And then it should show you, and most likely it's the downloads folder, believe it or not.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is in your browser, you can hit Control J and just go to the download screen for the browser.
Yeah.
And it will tell you where the file is.
Mm-hmm.
And you
and
can
Control A,
J.
Control J, the letter J.
And that'll show you where you last downloaded.
Right. It'll have the list. It'll show the list of the latest downloads that you've got, starting with the most recent.
Yeah, I'm not worried about finding the file. I just don't like the fact that it takes up the whole screen.
We're trying to understand that when you download a file, you're really not doing anything. It's when you open the file.
Well,
that could...
No, when I go to save it.
Yeah.
Right.
I go to save it.
Yeah.
If I want to save it as a PDF. Now, this originally was only, I forgot whatever the editor was that I used for my.
You're in an editor.
Files.
You're in an editor bringing up a file and you're doing save as.
No. Save as, and then I save it as a.
PDF?
I print it. I print it as a PDF.
Oh, well, that's going to be if you're printing it, that's different. That's, again, using WYSIWYG, and your display drivers are trying to preview, possibly, the PDF for you, and that's something that's going on.
It comes up, with this lousy, I don't like the way Windows goes back. I have multiple drives.
Hmm.
A C, D, and a G hard drives. Never mind.
We're not getting it, I don't think, on what your problem is exactly, Joe.
We're
but
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but hopefully we helped you on your performance issue, and I don't know about the PDF issue. Maybe you need to have somebody see what you're talking about, because we can't picture what's going on.
Okay.
We're trying. We're puzzling and puzzling until our puzzler is hurt.
One more quick question.
Joe, we got people all over the country here.
Goodbye.
We're gonna let you go, Joe. All right. Joe's like, one more thing. It's okay.
Sorry.
We love Joe. Let's go on to Colorado and Janet. What's going on out there in Colorado, Janet?
Hi, pretty good.
Good.
It's early out here though.
I betcha.
Oh yeah.
I have a laptop, Dell laptop printer, a laptop. And it's not talking to my HP OfficeJet 8040. And it works, my printer works for my iPhone just fine, but I can't get my laptop to communicate with it.
Yeah.
I've got it corded so that I don't have to worry about wireless. But the cord, it used to work, but now it doesn't work. And I don't know if it's because I'm now on Windows 11.
Oh, yeah,
and
it could be.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. What I would suggest doing, number one, is to, just pull the plug, leave the printer running and the computer, but pull the cable out that connects the two from either end, and then see if the computer...
Does the computer go bing bong?
Right. What you're trying to do is see if the computer reacts to that.
Right.
If it doesn't react, then what's happening, obviously, is that there's no communication going over that wire.
Well, when I go to print something, the light comes on the printer.
Okay.
Mm.
But the data doesn't spool over to the printer.
All right.
Then
so it
what
recognizes
you...
it, and it appears on my laptop screen that says, yeah, do you want this printer? Yeah, I want that printer.
Mm.
But then it doesn't communicate through the cable.
Well, it may be that you need to reinstall your driver.
Yep.
That's what I would suggest doing. Because this is an HP printer,
yeah,
I would suggest you should be able to get the latest drivers. They're very good about doing that. They also have a tool called the Print and Scan Doctor
mm-hmm.
that you can download from them. And then you run that tool, and then it will check your connection. It'll see what you've got, yep. what you should have, and it will repair that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I would suggest doing instead of going to the website, getting the new driver package and rerunning it, because then you're going to end up with two different iterations of the printer, mm-hmm. and it becomes a mess and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I would get the Print and Scan Doctor and then run that. Let it fix the problem. It will ask you if you're fixing scanning or printing.
So
just go with the print option.
Keep it connected.
Keep everything connected.
Yeah.
At some point during the Print and Scan Doctor, it may ask you to disconnect, mm-hmm. and if it does, then do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just follow the prompts on the screen. It might ask you to do other things like that, but just do what it tells you to when it tells you, and then go with it. Okay.
Well, that sounds easy. So how do I get to the HP Scan Doctor?
Go to support.hp.com on the web, and I think you can just search for Print and Scan Doctor, but Mike G can post a link to it on Facebook, and you might want to just go there.
Yeah, or even on our site,
that
but our site's going to be a little late. Yeah, it should be easy. I've actually used it myself.
Why should it work with my iPhone and not my laptop?
Well, your iPhone's connecting differently. It's probably connecting,
I would think, wirelessly, and it may be having what's called an ad hoc connection,
mm-hmm.
where the phone is directly communicating with the printer without any kind of a network setup in between, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And Windows 11 is different than it was. You updated
yeah.
it.
So. And there might have been something that changed in the operating system that kind of derailed it, mm-hmm. or maybe there's just the way the driver got deployed when Windows 11 was put in was just wrong,
mm-hmm.
but the Print and Scan Doctor should fix that up.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds easy.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
All right, Janet. Well, thanks for checking in with us out here.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Janet's got something to try. I think we'll take a quick break. And Nick, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. No matter where you are, as you just saw, she called from Colorado. As long as you're on a cell phone, it shouldn't cost anything. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. The good old days of analog video games when you banged a ball. We are going to be here until 11. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Nick in Torrington next. What's going on, Nick?
Good morning. I have a HP Envy laptop.
Nice.
Windows 11, i7.
Nice.
Occasionally, not all the time, on Windows 11 power-up, I'm getting a notification. Excessive system clutter is detected. Improve system performance by cleaning up with Iolo System Mechanic, an HP Experience partner.
Okay.
Wow.
I would go into control panel and I would uninstall anything with that name. Iolo. I'm not sure even who that is, but it sounds like you got some kind of what the security industry calls PUP, P-U-P, which is potentially unwanted program.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, it is definitely an unwanted program. It's not even potentially. But that's what you got in there, and it's just throwing that notification at you.
Notification. I mean, if that's like a self-reflection on Windows, that'd be one thing. But it is a third party.
That did not come from Microsoft.
No.
And
it'd be perfect
They may be a Microsoft partner, but you don't want to work with them.
Yeah, it says an HP. It says an
or
HP.
Or an HP. Okay, whichever.
An HP partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so
ridiculous. Go into control panel
look for the uninstall. Well, go into control panel, click on uninstall programs, and then look for anything with that similar name. Iolo.
Okay.
Get rid of it.
Okay. By the way, it's normal price is $50, but yesterday it was on sale for $24.95.
The Iolo stuff?
It isn't even worth 2.5 cents.
Unbelievable.
Just yep. get rid of it.
Okay.
Jeez. We can't even get to turn our computers on without being sold by somebody.
Isn't that the truth?
It's gross. Well, yep. I hope that helps, Nick.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it.
Bye.
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 Oh, man. Iolo, your excessive notifications. Not including myself, of course.
Well, and that's what they do. I mean, they barrage people with notifications like that until you can't take it anymore.
Right.
And then you'll spend the $24.99 to get rid of it.
It's just awful.
Terrible.
So four lines wide open. As we wait for your calls, we touched on this with Brian and company on Tuesday during Tech Tuesday with Brian. FTC, companies are using your data for individualized surveillance pricing. You ever wonder when you're sitting there and try it out. Go ahead and go and try to get pricing on flights from your 12-year-old's computer, right, versus your computer.
Okay.
You'll find different pricing.
Of course.
The industry is actually, the travel agencies actually tell you to set a VPN up and send your VPN to a country that might not have as much wealth as we do, and you might get better pricing that way too. But what's happening is here, these websites are using the cookies that based on where you're surfing to build a dossier on you and how much they think they might be able to sell something to you. So you're out there surfing for whatever, and you might be paying more for that handbag than somebody else. So surveillance pricing is really becoming a problem, I would contend, for consumers.
Yeah.
You know, if you walked into a store and they sized you up and they're like, Dennis, that guy's obviously a big spender. We're going to charge him 25% more on this coat than somebody else. It's not really the way it's supposed to work. We don't operate in a bazaar. We're not haggling on every deal. But that's what the internet does here. So be aware that this is happening. And it's kind of difficult to defeat against because as you buy things online, I mean, Amazon is telling people what you're buying. Your credit cards are telling people what you're buying. Your debit cards, they're all selling that information too. And so this surveillance pricing on you, because you're logging in as you, wherever you are, is kind of following you around. So I'll tell you to stay away from the Grey Poupon because you might be paying a lot more for everything else that goes along with whatever you're buying. So, and this is based on your web history and your profile. And you can't really get away from your web history.
No, you can't.
You go out there and buy that Jaguar. Well, mm-hmm. They already put you in a category.
Right.
Right? You buy a Yugo. Hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. You're the beach ball of the highway. So this is something you should be aware of. And again, there's got to be ways that we're going to help to defeat against some of this. But a lot of it is really being aware of it. So don't assume the price you're on Amazon is the lowest price because, again, they're doing the same thing to you, right? So they're going to serve up to you what they think they can get out of you, the most expensive prices.
Right.
And just be more – you have to be even more vigilant as a consumer these days than you ever could be in the past.
And the worst part is there are tools that are advertised to help you with this particular problem, like the Honey browser extension that we found out was actually cheating all over the place in multiple ways.
Yeah.
So you can't even count on that stuff to help you.
Nope. So we're victims of our own technology. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe there'll be a tool that'll be out there that will try to shield you from some of this stuff. But again, your credit cards are betraying you. Everything you're buying is all betraying you. They know who you are, what you're doing, and what you're capable of purchasing or what you're capable of spending money on. So I think it's only going to get worse. We're all going to go, and instead of having price of eggs, you're going to be, what's going on with the price of eggs? Well, my price of eggs is different than your price of eggs, and it's different than the next guy's price of eggs, and that's going to be just a mess.
Yep.
So we'll put the link out here for you if you guys take a look at that. Anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis, before the top of the hour?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some other news that people have heard about. The TikTok ban.
Yes.
That was invoked last Sunday because the deadline had been met.
Man, there's a couple of kids in my house that were like gnashing and wailing. And, oh, my goodness.
Well, here's what happened. The TikTok was removed from the Google Play and Apple App Stores.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't download it. You can't. You still can't.
Oh, it's, it is removed.
It's still apparently it's still removed. Yeah. I haven't tried to find it in the last day or two, but yeah. It, as far as I know, it's still out.
Okay.
What happened on Sunday was the company that runs it actually pulled the plug on the service entirely, which doesn't really have anything to do with the ban. The ban is on getting the app.
That is
what's banned. Yeah. The ban forced Google and Apple to remove it from their stores.
Gotcha.
That is all that happened with the ban.
But if you have it, you're saying...
If you have it, it would theoretically continue to work, but as a protest against the ban, the company that ran it just pulled the plug on the service entirely in order to cheese off their customers and then get them to hopefully, you know, rattle the cages of their congressmen and representatives and all that. But, of course, the service has been restored because of what Trump said about what he was going to do. He's going to delay the ban. But people are now auctioning phones with the app on them because if you remove it, you can't get it back. They're auctioning them on eBay for thousands of dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
Thousands of dollars. All so that you can have your TikTok.
That's pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah. There's an addiction for you. So we'll put those links up there for you, and they'll get out there to X if you follow us on X, and, of course, on Facebook, and, of course, on our website, computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. So feel free to take a look at those links for you. We're here till 11. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. Happy to help you out after the news. We'll be right back.